KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 29 degrees. We look for skies to be cloudy today, a chance of rain this afternoon, a high around 40. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 this morning, shifting to the northwest this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The National Weather Service has extended a wind chill advisory to include the entire KJAN listening area. That wind chill advisory remains in effect from midnight tonight until noon on Thursday for Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and from 10 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. Thursday for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont and Page counties. Wind chills as low as 20 to 30 degrees below zero can be expected overnight into midday on Thursday, and that can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Two doctors and other former employees of a Southwest Iowa Care Center for People with Intellectual Disabilities have filed a federal lawsuit against a state agency and several officials alleging a conspiracy to silence complaints about sexual arousal research that they claim exploited fragile and dependent residents. The allegations center on the former superintendent of the Glenwood Resource Center, who was fired in December. The lawsuit claims that he conducted medical experimentation. The lawsuit was filed Monday by two former Glenwood doctors and other former employees. They allege violations of civil rights and whistleblower laws, wrongful termination, and interference with the doctor-patient relationship. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five recent arrests. Most recently, this past Sunday, 38-year-old Justin Paul Parker of Adair was arrested on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Parker was being held in the Cass County Jail on $25,000 bond. Last Saturday, deputies arrested 77-year-old Daniel Frederick Compton of Bridgewater for OWI first offense following a traffic stop. And at the same time, 61-year-old Dawn Marie Good of Bridgewater was arrested for possession of meth first offense. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on their own recognizance. On Friday, 48-year-old Jenny Raina Reese of Clarinda was arrested in Cass County for OWI second offense. She was later released on her own recognizance. And on February 3rd, deputies arrested 23-year-old Blake Michael Zweck, of Madison, Wisconsin, on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Zweck was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released upon sentencing. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported also yesterday that deputies had responded at around 4:18 p.m. Friday to a report of a two-vehicle accident at Quincy and Lewis Roads. Officials said a 2005 Chevy Uplander driven by 31-year-old Leslie Marie Carnes of Lewis was traveling northbound on Lewis Road when it struck a 2015 Chevy Silverado that was owned and driven by 22-year-old Dwayne Robert McDaniel of Elliott. The accident happened as McDaniel attempted to turn south onto Lewis Road. He did not clear the intersection before the collision. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $8,000 altogether. And at around 12:40 p.m. on February 5th, Cass County deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident on White Pole Road, a 2013 Chevy Cruze, owned and driven by 49-year-old Kelly Stonehocker of Adair, was following a slow-moving vehicle when the Chevy was rear-ended by a 2003 Ford Focus, owned and driven by 18-year-old Caitlin Scar of Adair. A passenger in Stonehocker's vehicle was transported to CCMH by Anita Fire and Rescue for treatment of unknown possible injuries. Damage from the crash amounted to $2,500. Authorities cited Caitlin Scar for following too close. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday of 47-year-old Rondi Ruby Porter of Red Oak. Porter was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. She was being held on a $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Beverly Cavanis, age 85, of Greenfield, died February 6th. Funeral services for Beverly Cavanis will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Val Sothman, age 63, of Lewis, died February 8th at his home. A celebration of life service for Val Sothman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Byron Moore, age 69, who's formerly of the Cumberland area, died Saturday. Funeral services for Byron Moore will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Lucille Clausen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lucille Clausen will be held Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died February 3rd. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be on Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Exira Event Center. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Durwood Purdy, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. I make that Saturday. Funeral and Masonic services for Durwood Purdy will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Doug Jensen, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Doug Jensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church near Jacksonville. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Genevieve Went Connor Bishop, age 96, who is formerly of Audubon, died Sunday in Lenexa, Kansas. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Genevieve Bishop will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joe Muherder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joe Muherder will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Walter McCurdy, age 87, of Messina, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral, make that a prayer service for Walter McCurdy, will be this Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Jeffrey Jeff Roberts, age 60, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jeff Roberts will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. John Larry, age 75, of Messina, died Monday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for John Larry are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Mark Mudd, age 53, who's formerly of Atlantic, died February 6th in Missouri. A celebration of life for Mark Mudd will be held at a later date. Poland Thompson Funeral Home of Cameron, Missouri, is assisting the family. And Dennis Graham, age 69, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. No services are planned for Dennis Graham. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.